Hello, we're glad to have you join us for this week's broadcast. We pray that today's message will be a blessing to you. Today our passage is going to come from the book of Genesis. We'll start in chapter 4, beginning in verse 25. The Bible says, "And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and she called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then begin men to call upon the name of the Lord." This is chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and he begot a son in his own likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. We see a pattern beginning in verse number 6. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enos. And Seth lived after he begot Enos 807 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And we see Enos in the same pattern. He lived 90 years, and after he begot Canaan, 815 years. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived, and he begot children, and he died. And Mahaliel lived 65 years and begot Jared, and he lived after he begot Jared 830 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahaliel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begot Enoch. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. We've seen a pattern, but we're going to see that pattern broke in verse number 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. The message we're looking at today is the missing man, but first we must look at the mortal man. We must look and see what happened to man in the Garden of Eden. Remember, Adam and Eve had partaken of the fruit that they shouldn't eat. They had taken what God had said not to, and God had told him that they would die. And the devil, Satan, he said, "Yea, hath God said, thou shalt not surely die." But you look and you realize that they indeed did die. They fell into a sinful nature. Genesis 5:3 says that Adam begot Seth in his likeness after his image. Remember where we started in Genesis 5:1. The Bible reminds us that Adam and Eve were created in the likeness, in the image of God. That doesn't mean that they were holy. That doesn't mean that they were gods. That means that they were created in innocence, in purity, but they fell to sin. And here Seth, he was brought in. He come to life. He didn't come after God's image. He was born after the image of Adam, just as we are. And I want you to notice here that these men, these godly men, it might look like, if you remember back when we looked at the descendants of Cain and all the advancements they made as far as making instruments and tools and everything that we were doing, it might have looked like they were living a pretty good life. In this world, they think a lot of times that they are living a good life. And here we are, we're deceived. We're the poor Christians that are deceived. But I want you to know the Bible here, it clearly shows that these men, they all live the godly line coming after Seth, the replacement line for Abel. Hey, it might have looked like God had messed up. It might have looked like God couldn't keep his promise with Abel dead and Cain fled, but I'm glad he sent another. I'm glad God still had a plan, and that come through the line of Seth. And we see the Bible over and over, each of these men, it says that they live. It said they lived. I'm here to tell you today, if you aren't living in Jesus Christ, if you haven't trusted in Him, you're not really living. The Bible says that I was dead in my trespasses and sins, but you hath he quickened. You hath he quickened who are dead in your trespasses and sins. Without Jesus, you're dead. Without Jesus, this world, they may think they're living. They may think they're doing big things, but only the people of God, only the people that have accepted Christ, only the ones that have been born again. We were born of old, born of the old flesh, the same way we were born in the likeness of Seth. We were born in the likeness of Adam's sinful fall, the fallen nature of man, but we must be born again into newness of life. Notice that these men live. They live. Why? Because they trusted God. John 10:10, Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Notice it's noted, it's recorded that these men live. But notice something else. It's recorded that these men died after 930 years. The course finally caught up with Adam and he died. The devil may have mocked. He may not have believed it. They may not have believed it, but death was reigning over mankind due to Adam's sin. And these men died. But I want you to notice, I want you to realize that it's not recorded where the Cainites died. We can speculate. We can believe they were probably died. They, most of them probably died in the flood. Most of them were probably still alive, but it's not recorded. Now, it may have mattered to the world. There may have been a big celebration of life. There may have been a big funeral service. There may have been a lot of pomp and circumstance when one of these men died, when one of these men passed that had created something great, but it's not even recorded. They walk off the pages of the Bible. We don't even see them mentioned except for where they cross paths with the lineage of God, with the lineage of Seth, with the lineage of Christ, the godly ones, the ones that begin to call on the name of the Lord. And that's what we need. We need some men. We need some women that call on God, that call on Him again this day as it gets darker, as it gets worse, as things keep falling like they are, as the world keeps getting closer and closer to Satan. We need some men that will call on God, that will get closer to Him. Only the deaths of the godly were recorded. Psalm 116:15 says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. As a pastor, it's a sad thing. Oftentimes we have a funeral for a senior saint and most of their friends, most of the people that truly cared about them and know them, they have already gone on and you won't have a whole lot of people there. But I'm glad that God cares about the death of His saints. I'm glad that God knows, God realizes, and even here we see that God has recorded the death of His saints. We indeed see the mortal man, but I want you to see the motivated man. Remember, we're talking about Enoch, and we're talking about his walk, and I want you to see that he was motivated, one, by the conditions around him, the rebellion around him. Jude 1:11 says, woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain, and ran greedily in the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. The world had quickly deteriorated since Adam's sin, and we've seen Cain as he slew Abel, and he wasn't willing to come back to repentance, and he ran, and he fled, and we quickly seen another murder, and we kept seeing things get worse and worse. In fact, we get to it later on, but Genesis 6:5 says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. You say, what's that say? That's saying that they're thinking about evil things. They're dreaming about evil things. They're dreaming about things that go contrary to God's word. They're dreaming about things that goes contrary to what's right. I've got news for you. Just as God's word was true when He told Adam and Eve if they ate of that fruit that they would surely die, just as His word is true then, His word is true today. His Bible, His written word, His preserved word that He's protected and kept for us, it's still true. It's still true. You say, what about all the men and all the theories and all the ideals that people have come up with? Well, I don't know about you, but I want to trust somebody is there. And God was there and He preserved His word. In fact, if you look at the lineage of the people, you see such a great overlap that Noah would have heard from Methuselah, and Methuselah possibly sat on his great, 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 great grandpappy Adam's knee, and he heard all about creation, all about the story. See, God preserved it through that period. He preserved it. We're talking about a period of over 1,000 years here we're talking about. We're not talking about a few days, even though it's just in a few chapters. God just gave us what we need to know about it. But I'm glad God has preserved His Word, and His Word will reign true. His Word's just as true today in 2024 as it was in 2023. It'll be just as true in 2025 as it was the year before this year, as it was in the 60s and the 30s and the 20s, as it was even in these decades and these ages before Christ came. As they look forward to a Savior, as they look forward to a Redeemer, His Word will reign true, and we need to believe it. We need to trust it. And as this world's getting further and further away from God and rejecting God's Word, we should be motivated. We should realize that, oh, behold, He comes quickly. Behold, He comes quickly for His church. It's just His grace. It's just His mercy that gives us another day to see another soul saved. He can come at any time. In fact, whenever Enoch named Methuselah, we know he was the man that lived the longest. He was given such a great life because his name literally meant that it happened after this. And somehow Enoch knew that there was going to be a judgment fall after Methuselah was gone. After he left, he knew that judgment was going to fall on the earth. And I believe that God kept Methuselah around for as long as he did, just to show how gracious and how merciful he was, to give Cain, to give all the ones that were still alive a chance to accept Christ as their Savior, to accept the promise of the coming Redeemer and trust in a holy God. We see the man that was motivated by the conditions around him, but we see the man that was motivated by the son he had. In verse number 22, the Bible says, "And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters." Notice it said that he lived before in verse 21, but 22, after he begot Methuselah, he walked with God. If that ain't something that'll motivate you to live for God, if that ain't something that'll motivate you to follow God's commands and do what God says and to walk with God, then I don't know what is. That precious little boy, this precious little girl that I've got, that motivates me. I better make sure I'm walking with God. I better make sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. As Satan sets his snares, he's trying to get them, trying to keep them away from Christ, trying to keep them from doing what's right. I better be setting a good godly example. I better be taking them to church and getting the Word of God in them and letting the Holy Spirit work in their little hearts so they get saved at a young age. If having a son, if having a child, man and woman, if it doesn't motivate you to serve God, if it doesn't motivate you to walk with God, I don't know what will. We see the motivated man, but we also see the missing man. We see Enoch, he walked with God and he was not, for God took him. The little girl in Sunday school said that she went home trying to explain to her dad what happened. She said he got so close to God's house one day. He kept walking further and further with him. One day he got so close that God just said, "You know what, Enoch, you're closer to my house than you are yours. Why don't you just go on with me?" And we see the missing man. I want you to realize this missing man. Where was he missing? He was missing from the places of the world. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, "Wherefore come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." He was missing from the bars. He was missing from the parties. He was missing from all the places that he used to go, because he was now saved. He was now serving God. He was now walking with him because he had a son to make sure he walked on the right path. He had a son to make sure he had a good godly example to follow. And praise God, he was now the missing man. What a testimony, Methuselah had of his dad, of his father who walked with God so far that he just went home. What a picture of the coming redemption. What a picture of the rapture. And one day when Christ comes and he takes his church, he takes his people out. He was missing from the places of the world, and he was missing from Satan's snare. 2 Timothy chapter 2 tells us that Satan has laid a trap for us. He has laid a trap. He's got those that oppose God's word held in bondage, held in that trap. And there's one way out. That is, if the Holy Spirit comes by, if God comes by, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. If we don't get back to trusting God, if we don't get back to calling on God and turning from our sins, we're caught in that snare of the devil. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, help you if you're listening this morning to be among the missing men, to be among the ones that are different, that are going to walk with God no matter how dark, no matter how bad this world gets. Lord, help us. Lord, help me to be among the missing men. Help me to be one that walks with God.